It's time for another Get Geekish podcast. Thanks for listening.
When you wish upon a star.
We're going to get sued for that. You know that.
No, because it makes no difference who you are. You can always wish upon a star.
Shimmy crickets rolling over his Greg. It's Beano and Derek. This week we are talking Disney movies. That sounds odd for middle-aged men. Are we middle-aged men? Lower middle-aged men?
No, we're not middle-aged
Okay,
yet.
Young men Don't talking you, about Disney movies. But we're talking about the underrated Disney movies.
And we're talking straight-up Disney movies, not owned by Disney like Marvel or any
These are all Walt Disney Studios movies. Most of the big-name animation ones, there's a lot of not-animation ones, too. But, you know, the big guns, the Cinderellas, the Snow Whites, the Little Mermaids, the Lion Kings. Disney movies.
Yeah, those are well known. We're going to talk about the ones that people forget or that didn't get the recognition it probably deserved.
Mm-hmm.
I know you looked at one list and Tangled was on there as an underrated Disney movie, which
baffles me. That got a whole lot of attention. Maybe it's just because my daughter loved it.
Yeah, maybe.
And I watched it about 5,000 times.
But it also got a spinoff show on Netflix.
Yeah, it had a Netflix series after it. Still has all kinds of marketing going on about it. She's still, you know, one of the main princesses that shows up in Disney. So I feel like that one wasn't necessarily underrated.
Right.
Do I think it was better than Cinderella? Yeah, but yeah, it got plenty of love.
Before we did this, we were discussing a little bit. You made a confession, I guess, as it was, about the classics.
Yes. I never watched any of the classics until I was in, like, probably middle school, maybe even high school. I grew up and I watched the ones that came out when I was young. I watched The Black Cauldron and I watched Flight of the Navigator and things like that, which were amazing movies. But the old classics, the Bambi, the Cinderella, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, I never watched those until I was older. And maybe because I did that, they were all pretty much letdowns for me. Like, having a daughter, I learned to appreciate them a little bit more now, but watching those as a kid, you're like, wow, these movies were overrated.
I'm going to agree with you. I know we're going to get some backlash on this, but, like, you know, I would definitely say Snow White is overrated and everything like that. The one movie that I did like when I was younger was Sleeping Beauty, just because the fairies in there were hilarious and Maleficent was just, you know, B.A. So
yeah, she was pretty cool.
But anyway, we're going to talk the underrated ones, at least in our opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to throw right off the bat. I'm going to get this out of the way. Because I get a lot of hate for bringing up this movie in certain circles. A movie that I think is underrated by Disney, Treasure Planet.
I have no argument for you because I watched it once a decade and a half ago and it doesn't stand out. I don't remember what happens in it.
Well, okay, so
it doesn't mean it's bad or good. I just don't remember anything about it.
Obviously, the premise is based off of Treasure Planet, Treasure Island. There we go. You know, the tale of pirates and whatnot. So they kind of steampunk it up a little bit, and it's in space. And I think it's an entertaining movie, but man, does that movie get a lot of hate. It's one of those ones like my wife. She said she started it and never finished it, and I was like, hey, we should watch this. She refuses to, and I even compromised saying I'll watch Twilight with her, and she still wouldn't do it. So
wow, that's saying a lot.
I know, right? But I don't know. I like that one.
There's a lot of. I think going back to my favorite ones, I still think to this day that Black Cauldron is one of my favorite of the animated movies, and I'd already mentioned that was one I watched when I was a kid.
That is a good one.
And it was creepy. It was weird, but Princess Alanui, so much better of a princess than a lot of the other big-name princesses. And she doesn't show up anywhere.
Nope, she doesn't.
Most people don't even know that name. You'd say that and be like, what are you talking about?
Don't you mean Moana? You said Moana wrong.
They see a picture like, oh, yeah, that's like a Princess Aurora when she was like in her jammies, right? Like, no!
Well, and what? Black Cauldron came out, what, the 80s?
Yeah, like 84, 86, something like that.
Yeah. So if we go even earlier than that, like another one that I really liked watching as a kid, but it kind of doesn't, it kind of fizzled away. Nobody really talks about it. Sword in the Stone.
Mm-hmm. I love that as a kid. I still love that movie.
I mean, yeah, they did. They redid a lot of stuff from other movies, but Sword in the Stone, Robin Hood, like those movies were just top, like when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, especially, well, I think Robin Hood gets a little bit more recognition nowadays, but Sword in the Stone doesn't get mentioned at all.
I think Fox or Robin Hood was one that became iconic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know at the time because that came out, you know, years before we were born, if it was, you know, taken by the critics as well, but that one stood the test of time. Of you look at Robin Hood, Jungle Book, a few of those other old ones that have stood the test of time that generation after generation still finds them entertaining.
Right.
Which I feel like that's getting some play.
Yeah, that's a good sign of a good movie.
Now, a non-animated one from a long way ago, Something Wicked This Way Comes. Did you ever watch that one?
I don't think I did.
It came out in 1983, Walt Disney Productions, and it was a screenplay written by Ray Bradbury, and it was a... the title is taken from a Shakespeare play, but I remember it being had Richard Price in it. Just a creepy, creepy, supernatural sci-fi movie, but I loved it as a kid, which that's saying a lot for me, you know, my scary movies. And it's one of those, I can't find it hardly anywhere anymore. Like looking on digital services or even at video stores a few years back, you couldn't find a copy of that movie because it's, oh yeah, it wasn't very good.
It's not even on Vudu? Weird.
I haven't looked in a while. Maybe it's there now.
What about, okay, we want to go non-animated right now. Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound is okay, but we were bombarded with lost talking animals finding their way homes when we were kids.
The 90s was all about it, man.
Homeward Bound, Milo and Otis, The Long Journey Home. Like, there was, like, every animal movie. And now there's A Dog's Purpose, or was it the...
It's A Dog's Purpose, A Dog's Purpose 2, and then there's another...
A Dog's Way Home or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where I'm like, we've seen this movie, like, seven times.
That still gets you right in the heart, right in the feels.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I'm going to go way out in left field with this one. And what about, like, Angels in the Outfield? Remember that?
That's another one that I don't remember a whole lot about it, but it had Christopher Lloyd in it, so yep. I've got a soft spot because anything he was in, I'm like, hey, it can't be that bad.
And then, you know, the heyday of George of the Jungle with Brendan Fraser?
Yes. That's... I don't care what people say. I enjoy Brendan Fraser movies.
I don't know. Like, man, I'm so sad. Well, he's getting back into acting more and more now, but yeah, George of the Jungle and Dudley Do-Right, when those came out, oh, so stupid, but...
This one, I don't know if this is going to be before your time, but do you remember Black Hole?
No.
Oh, I loved that movie. Disney movie has these little tiny, funny, big-eyed aliens in it, and it's just a science fiction movie. It's very, very Tron-esque / early Battlestar Galactica-esque, but...
Well, there's a Disney movie right there, Tron.
Yeah. But see, that's another one that I feel
I think that's a cult classic now. It doesn't
count. It was groundbreaking enough that I think it got enough... play over the year. I do think that the Neutron got a little...
Not Neutron, but the Neutron.
Yeah, got a little underrated. I thought that was a really good movie, and everyone else took it as like, oh yeah, another Tron movie, whatever.
Seen it before,
I thought it was cool.
You mentioned Flight of the Navigator, but briefly. What about that one?
That's one of my all-time favorites. But Fred Savage at his prime.
It's one of those ones. I feel like that one goes, you know, unnoticed sometimes. You know, it was iconic back in the day, but...
Yeah, but then that's the part that we'd have these discussions, and that's why you said we're going to get backlash about some things. It's always careful to say that I didn't like the movie, but not saying somebody else can't like the movie, because a movie like me, Flight of the Navigator was my world.
Like
everywhere I went, I saw Flight of the Navigator. I watched Flight of the Navigator on TV. It was everywhere, but somebody else that didn't like it didn't see it, and it probably was not a media blitz of Flight of the Navigator 25 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever that was.
That was such a good movie. I don't, especially for back. Okay, let's see here. Man, we're talking about everything. I'm looking.
How about the original Freaky Friday or the original Parent Trap?
Didn't like them.
Really?
I really didn't. I don't even like the remakes. Really. Nothing against Lindsay Lohan. It was just. I don't know. I wasn't a fan of the kids. Maybe it was the way the type of the movie was. Like, I'm going to regret saying this. I know it because people are going to hate me. Mary Poppins. Don't like it.
I'm not a huge fan of it either.
I'm really not. It's
there's memorable parts. There's quotable lines. But that's definitely a movie that as a kid, as an adult... The original Mary Poppins is like pulling teeth because you get 20 minutes and you're like, is this still going?
Yeah, like, you know, cool.
And and she was a great character. Lots of people love her, but I just not my bag.
No.
What was my bag, though? The Cat from Outer Space. Did you ever see that
one? Was that a Disney movie?
Yeah, it was a old black and white movie, and a cat flew in a spaceship that looked very remarkably similar to the Flight of the Navigator spaceship, whenever that worked. And this cat had a collar and could like communicate telepathically with people and was breaking into a government building to get his ship back. It was awesome.
One Is this a Disney movie? I don't know. I'm sitting here trying to find out if this is a Disney movie because my brain is
broken.
Yeah.
Which one?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I believe that was a Disney movie.
Because if we're talking old movies like Mary Poppins, I did like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, but whatever.
Yeah.
How about
DuckTales, Treasure of the Lost Lamp?
Just DuckTales in general, dude.
DuckTales was amazing. I still haven't watched the remake, but...
What about The Rescuers Down Under?
See,
there was The Rescuers, which was eh, but Down Under was where it was at.
See, I don't know. I actually think I liked the original Rescuers better because the original Rescuers was a little darker. It was the same thing with American Tail. The first American Tail was super dark and dreary, and then Five-O Goes West was like, hey, Bozo the Clown's here!
Dude, Five-O Goes West is—it's not Disney, but that is—you shut your mouth. That is American treasure.
I know, but it's just—it seemed the same idea that the first ones were dark and dreary, and then the second ones were just not in the same.
I don't know, dude. Have you seen Rescuers Down Under lately? That whole scene with the towards the end
is—it's been a while.
That's kind of dreary. I feel like Disney does that very well with. Getting you right in the feels. Like, I feel like Up is kind of an underrated Disney/Pixar movie because it's so depressing in those first 15 minutes.
I gotta say, though, I was actually happy because that made me bawl like a small child at the beginning of that movie. But it was nice because at that time, every animated movie seemed to have the formula of you were just waiting for the, okay,
here comes the
fart joke. Here comes the cry part. Okay, here's the sad part. When it just opened up, you're like, oh!
Yeah.
Oh! Glad we got that out of the way. Now let's have some fun.
Well, speaking of another Disney/Pixar movie that me and my household feels is underrated is Brave.
Mm-hmm.
Merida doesn't get the respect that she deserves for being a Disney princess because she breaks all the norms of it and everything like that. I mean, she did it before Moana did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but...
Yeah, and if you're in a fight, I'm pretty sure that Merida and Moana would probably be the two on my side. Right. The one that can control water and the one that can shoot stuff. Give me those.
I feel like that's a podcast. Princess fights.
Princess deathmatch? All right. Let's do that.
We'll pick our team. It'll be like Magic the Gathering. We'll just...
Yes. I like where this is going.
Anyway. Get back into the underrated Disney. And these aren't necessarily everybody's most underrated. These are ours.
Yes.
Another one that I feel that, you know, started out in the kind of... What it came out? I don't remember when it came out. Oh, 2007, it says right there. Meet the Robinsons. That one flew so far under the radar that everybody doesn't remember it. Everybody doesn't. That's a weird sentence, but...
See, I have different feelings of Meet the Robinsons.
Okay, let's hear it.
When Meet the Robinsons came out, it was the heyday of the radio days, and there was a marketing blitz. There was Meet the Robinsons crap everywhere. There was Meet the Robinsons soundtracks going out. There was toys everywhere. There was commercials for it left and right. And by the time I saw the movie, I was so let down by the movie. There's a few funny parts, like the creepy guy with the hat and the Tyrannosaurus and short arms. Those parts are funny. But the movie overall, you're like, really? That's what you got?
Maybe you should watch it again. I think the marketing has hurt how many movies before where they overmarket it and you watch it like, this is trash. But I think I went in to Meet the Robinsons with kind of low expectations and was like, oh, you know, it's a fun little family story.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And that's the same thing that happened with, I think, Chicken Little. I
went with low expectations and that one blew me away.
I love Chicken Little, but a lot of people don't. But I also like Zach Braff, so, you know, there's that.
I always forget he's in that movie.
Yep.
Okay, so a movie that I didn't care for when I was a kid, but as an adult, I feel is a very, very, very underrated Disney movie.
What's that?
A Goofy Movie.
Oh, I love A Goofy Movie. It's the Leaning Tower of Cheese.
Like,
that one gets you in the feels, too.
Oh, yeah. As a kid, not so much, but as an adult, I watched that movie with my little one when she was like two, put it on the TV, and I'm like, oh, Goofy Movie, let's try this. And I'm on the couch, just like... You never grow up.
Max, go hug your dad.
Yuck.
The Goofy Movie, I feel it has like, I think with our generation kind of made a comeback because I've seen more and more stuff online about the Goofy Movie. So I think it's kind of making a comeback, which is great because like you said, it was kind of just like, oh, it's Goofy. What? It's a side character's movie, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But bam, there it is.
Yeah, yeah.
What about another one? What is it with the 70s and 80s Disney movies that are just depressing but good, like Fox and the Hound?
That was gonna be, it was so depressing. I never liked it as a kid, and it was just very slow.
That one, oh man, that one gets you right in the feels. Just, I'm looking at it, they're showing a clip right now, and I just, get away.
I don't know what was, why I like so many like bad movies from that time period. But
you like bad movies in general.
Have you ever seen Condor Man?
No.
Okay, you should watch Condor Man.
Let's see. Well,
it's like made for a Mystery Science Theater 3000 tearing apart, but I loved it when I was a kid.
What about the heyday of Tim Allen?
He was in everything.
Yeah. Jungle to Jungle. Remember that one?
Yeah. Cool. All the Santa Clauses.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, they're all okay.
Oh, man, I forgot Disney made Underdog, the live-action movie. I never saw it.
What are your thoughts on things like Oliver and Company and the Aristocats?
I actually enjoy those films. Mm-hmm. Lady and the Tramp, I do not. I think that's another one I'll probably get. That's like 101 Dalmatians. Eh.
Yeah. Fox and the Hound. Other than those creepy Siamese cats, most of the movie is just like, okay, great.
Yeah. Aristocats, I feel, is very, very underrated. Oliver and Company, I absolutely love that movie. It's a great soundtrack. And, you know, I still like Fox and the Hound. But, you know what's funny is I'm looking at this 20 best non-animated Disney movies list.
Mm-hmm.
And down in the comments, somebody said, where's Flight of the Navigator? Because it's not on there. And then somebody commented that and goes, what's that?
Oh.
I know.
Ouch.
If you haven't seen Flight of the Navigator, put it on your watch list. That's all I'm saying.
And if you're going for the big name Disney ones, kind of go to some more well-known things. Hercules and Emperor's New Groove.
Yep. I'm glad you brought that up because
I didn't necessarily like the animation in either of them the best, but
what?
They had good points, but the way they draw Hercules' ear still just drives me batty. It's like a big cauliflower tumor on the side of his head.
Batty was in another movie that's not Disney, so we can't talk about that.
What?
Some people got that reference.
Yeah, I'm slow.
My name is Batty.
Those are both ones. Oh, hey, Anastasia. Okay.
There you go.
But those were ones that I think, as far as the promotional side of the studio is concerned, just, they're trash. Never do anything with them. But we live in a world of conventions and cosplay, so those two movies, we see a lot more love than I think the general public does.
Well, I remember when Emperor's New Groove came out, that movie made me cry because I was laughing so hard, especially at the end.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. And then they did a direct-to-DVD or VHS sequel of Kronk's New Groove, which a lot of people look past those Disney sequels that are like that because they're trash. Kronk's New Groove is still pretty funny.
Hey, anything with Patrick Warburton talking, I'll give a watch.
Break it down. That's such a great movie.
Some of the other ones out there that I'm looking at a list from E! Online.
Yeah,
and they listed some of the other ones on there.
Great Mouse Detective.
Great Mouse Detective. That was a great movie. I love that movie.
That's a dark movie that still has some. I mean, it's a mouse trying to solve a murder. So it was. I'm pretty sure that was a pretty dark movie.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a good movie.
I always forget Bug's Life is Disney too, and I feel like that one was underrated.
Well, that's Bug's Life and Ants came out at the same
the exact same time. So they killed each other.
And Ants is not a good movie.
No. So it was better than that one. But I also say, like, oh, Bug's Life was underrated, but then, like, they've got an entire Bug's Life theme park at Disney World for kids to play in. Like, it can't. Same thing with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah.
If you have your own theme park at Disneyland, obviously, it was not that underrated.
What about Princess and the Frog?
That one grew on me after I watched it a couple times.
I've only seen it once.
It's got some dang catchy music in it.
Yeah, it does.
I thought the villain was a little
weird.
Yeah, but
okay, so if we were going to talk underrated Disney movies like in the 90s,
mm-hmm.
hands down, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But
that again, how can you say it's underrated with the...
Well, that's what I'm saying. In the 90s, it wasn't as accepted. And then, you know, as our generation and our little emo hearts grew, it became a mass product. So I think because that one got so big, another little stop motion movie that came out in the 90s got overlooked. And I'm talking James and the Giant Peach.
Yeah, I don't think I ever actually saw the James and the Giant Peach.
It's dark and creepy, but great.
Was that a Tim Burton one too?
It probably was, actually.
Looks like, anyway. I'll have to give that a watch. I think I actually have that in our DVDs downstairs, so I just don't think I've ever watched it.
You should watch it. See, and we're looking, since we're looking at this underrated Disney list, Big Hero 6 is on here.
How is that underrated?
To us, it might not be because of the nerd circles that we travel in. Mm-hmm. And Big Hero 6 is... Well, I mean, of course, that's kind of a Marvel... like that's that gray line.
The crossover
there.
Type thing, yeah. But I mean, it's still... There's the movie came out how many years ago? There's still Big Hero 6 toys at every toy store that still exists.
They had their own series that just came out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, series, the comic book series. They've got a TV series. There's a sequel in the works too, right?
I believe so, yeah.
So I feel like, and a real sequel, not a straight to DVD
right.
sequel.
But again, I think because of the cons and everything like that, it's we see it more just like with Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
And there's some on here that I don't agree with, like Tarzan, eh. Pocahontas, eh. Those.
I did hear interesting because the Tarzan soundtrack is pretty decent.
Well, it's
for
Phil
adult
Collins,
adult contemporary. But did you know that Phil Collins actually sang that soundtrack in like 7 or 14 different languages
yeah,
or something?
I saw that the other day. I was like, that's impressive. I still don't like the movie. But I did. That is, I mean, way to go, man.
Okay, Disney movie. That came out in the 90s that I'm pretty sure nobody saw, but was hilarious.
Okay.
Rocket Man.
Oh, my. I forgot about that movie.
That came on and...
That was a Disney movie?
Yeah. Harland Williams. Hilarious. That I watched. I think it was like at a hospital or something. They came on like, oh, nothing else on Rocket Man. Watch this. And I was just cackling.
That's the one where he's an astronaut, right?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, man. That I... That's such a stupid movie, though. Oh, man. See, I think Disney in the 90s did such a good job with the quote-unquote live-action ones. Like, you know, like the Jungle to Jungle, Dudley Do. Did they do Dudley Do right? I know they did George of the Jungle, but...
I'm going to throw a wrench in your plans here because they also did that god-awful version of Inspector Gadget with Matthew Broderick.
Oh... That wasn't, yeah. I'm talking about early 90s.
Okay, we'll go back before 98 here. Okay. George of the Jungle.
These are all, again, these are
Mighty
all.
Mighty Ducks.
See, again, if we're going to talk underrated of that, I think D2 is more underrated than the original one.
Yeah.
D2 was a far better movie. I still like the Mighty Ducks, but Mighty Ducks 2 was way better than 3.
D3, yeah. I will hand it to Disney as well. Is they do sports movies fairly well.
The Rookie was good. Remember the Titans
mm-hmm.
was fantastic.
Did they do was the Pacifier Disney too?
I think so. But
or the
Game Plan with The Rock,
yeah.
Which was surprisingly good.
Uh huh. I was just talking with my coworkers today. He's like he's on a rock, him and his family on a rock binge right now. Because he's just an entertaining guy. He makes movies that shouldn't be watchable entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And you look even some of the recent stuff that goes on between Rampage and the Skyscraper one, and Baywatch and Jumanji. Like these movies probably shouldn't have been good, but they're entertaining.
Huge thanks to Disney for kind of like helping him a little bit. What about this one from 1991? The Rocketeer.
That, I'm torn on that one because I want to say I loved that movie.
I don't remember it. But I remember liking it as a kid, but I also remember it being kind of slow in some parts.
It was really slow.
But his suit was so cool.
At the time it was. Looking back, it wasn't that cool, but I remember thinking that the Rocketeer suit was like the coolest thing ever.
You shut your mouth. What was it, 2 years ago we saw somebody dressed up as the Rocketeer at a con and you and I went, oh, that's cool!
Well, because it's from the Rocketeer, not that it was a cool suit. It was cool because it was the Rocketeer. All I get to the Rocketeer was like he's going to break his neck and burn the back of his butt off flying through the air. Like, 12-year-old me was applying physics going, that ain't right.
Maybe.
I like superhero movies, and that ain't right.
Maybe we should, maybe I need to rewatch that one.
Sounds good.
Newsies was a Disney movie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a good movie. Do I own that one? Hey, that was Christian Bale, man.
I know.
Singing his heart out. Yeah. Homeward Bound, we already said that. The original trailer, oh man, they're going back to Old Yeller. Ugh.
Old Yeller was not a good... Why did they make us watch that in school?
I don't know.
Yeller was not a good movie. Uh-huh. Hey, kid, here's a really boring movie that looks like Pollyanna on the Front Range, and guess what? We're going to make the dog go crazy and shoot it. Ah, have a good day at school.
Spoiler alert. What about Return to Oz? Do you remember?
I really liked Return to Oz.
I think that's kind of an underrated movie because when it came out, everybody was expecting something as The Wizard of Oz. Return to Oz is a very dark and creepy movie.
Yeah,
that came out.
TikTok was awesome, and then the Jabberwocky gave me nightmares.
Because it came out, you know, in the fad of like the Labyrinth and the Dark Crystal and all that. So, man, the 80s were a weird time.
Yeah, there's a lot. I think there's a lot of LSD going on in those drawing board rooms. Great movie, Johnny Depp. Return to Neverland.
That was a Disney movie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that's another one that gets you right in the feels.
Mm-hmm. That's another one I went and thinking. It was like, oh, great, it's going to be chick flick night, and I'm going to be asleep halfway through this movie. And it was really good.
It was a really good movie.
Yeah. One of the animated ones, I feel one of the characters gets a lot of love, but the movie doesn't, Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
I thought that was a pretty decent movie.
When I feel like that's...
It was very comical. At the time, a lot of the other Disney movies were going the more kind of serious route, and that one ended up being a little more slapsticky.
Right.
Which I thought was still kind of fun. But
I mean, an alien that loves Elvis?
That's true. The credit scene in that is worth it alone.
Well, and here's this too, is there's another movie that is, I feel it's in a lot of discussions of being underrated Disney movies. Me personally, I don't remember enjoying it too much, but Atlantis. And we've seen a lot of cosplays from it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I remember watching it and going, eh.
They're all kind of slow, and I feel like I need to give them one more chance, but they all get kind of blended together, too. Mm-hmm. Because you look at Treasure... Hear me out. You're gonna throw me under the bus here. But Treasure Planet, Atlantis, Titan A.E.
Not a Disney movie, but...
I know, but there's three or four of the movies that all came out in that same like 5-year span that were all the... realistic animation or the animation telling a big budget story, and they all just kind of blended together.
But man, Titan A.E. featured a town in Colorado, so it was like Alt or None, one of the two. And mm-hmm. I was like, "Waha! Nobody knows those towns because that's where I grew up in that area." Anyway, what about the kid with Bruce Willis? That was a live action one where his childhood comes back because he's a stuffy old man. And
I don't think I ever saw it.
Oh, it was entertaining.
Yeah.
One movie that I've been holding off on talking about because it tears me up every damn time I watch it.
Is this how we're breaking that barrier?
Brother Bear. Brother Bear, I feel, is a very underrated Disney movie for what it is. But that ending, man, gets me every time. I know it's coming and I'm just like,
see, that's tissues? One that I must be the cold-hearted jerk because my wife loves the movie, too. You love the movie. I thought it was trash. When they got to the end part where you're crying up, I was laughing, like trying to poke fun about it. Like, hey, good, Bear's gone. Woo!
Brother Bear doesn't have great music in it, and maybe that's why it kind of got overlooked.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think the story's pretty nice, and that ending, man, gets you right there. But, you know, I guess you're just cold and heartless, but whatever.
I know. I think WALL-E is another movie that was really good, too.
I don't feel like that one's underrated, though.
Yeah, because it wasn't, like, the most amazing movie in history.
Well,
but
it's because I feel... Okay, hear me out. It's underrated, but at the same time, it's not. I think it's underrated because when it came out, a lot of people didn't appreciate it for what it was because there was no talking until, what, the last 30 minutes of the movie?
Yeah, I was amazed that for the story that it told without saying a word for mm-hmm. that first hour or so was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that little cockroach. I'm so glad he lived.
We could probably go on for days. We'll probably wrap this up here because we've exhausted the list of some of our favorites, and now we're just going to start talking about every Disney movie ever made, and there's hundreds to go through here.
I mean, we've talked about a lot. I mean, again, it's one of those ones like George of the Jungle gets overlooked because it's not a great movie, but it's one of those ones where it's nostalgia. You know, you look at James and the Giant Peach, it came out basically boasting as a successor to Nightmare Before Christmas, and I feel like people were let down by that. You look at Flight of the Navigator, which was huge for what it's time. Is Batteries Not Included Disney?
I don't believe so.
No. Dang, that was a good movie too. But, you know, Flight of the Navigator kind of got washed out with all the other 80s technology, like Weird Science and all that jazz. And then, so I feel like we have a good list of underrated Disney movies. I know we missed some, but...
And I would like to point out too that we didn't talk about many recent movies for good reason. because there's a lot of movies that come out in my book that you can't really judge how well they did until a few years down the line, like a decade or so passes. I look at Zootopia. Zootopia was a great movie, but I feel like it kind of just got swept under the rug. Like, yeah, it came and went and made its way away. But we'll see in 10 years, will that be one that people still love? Because nowadays, when they put these movies out, it costs them $60 to $150 million. So there's a boatload of marketing that goes into it. So it doesn't matter if the movie's good or bad. You're going to see it everywhere for a while. So it'll be interesting to see what shakes out and stands the test of time that 10, 20, 30 years from now, people will be looking back and going, oh, remember that movie that came out in 2018?
Well, see, that's right. I think you nailed it right there. Is like, is a movie good because of the marketing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many times have we went, we've been over-marketed, we go see it, and we're like, that movie was not good because it was over-marketed or just a letdown, like all this.
Michael Bay.
But, or how many times has it been over, like, so much marketing, we go in and we're like, that was actually a good movie, and then you watch it again, you're like, why did I like this?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the movies that are under-marketed. I think the most recent ones that we talked about, at least, was Brave and Up.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of marketing went into those that I remember. I mean, they pushed Merida as a
there
strong
was, there
female
was
road.
Quite but, a bit of it, but it was different. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
We weren't the target for it when it came out either.
So. True. True.
But I think if you want to test this out for yourself, go look up the list of all the Disney movies and start back with the older ones. And you look at the movies that came out, you know, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and you'll scroll through and be like, never heard of it, never heard of it, never heard of it. Oh, my, I love that movie! Never heard of it, never heard of it. Never, I forgot all about that one. And it becomes this, like, it never happened or I love it.
The list that I saw had the one where Donald Duck went and fought Nazis, so...
I think I missed that one.
Yeah. I saw that, I was like, oh yeah, I remember seeing a clip of that. But, I mean, there's, like Bino said, there's a list of them on there that, even when we were doing this, I was looking at them like, oh yeah, I didn't realize that was a Disney movie. Or, yeah, I love that movie.
And even in the 80s and 90s, there's a lot of crossovers. Now we were talking about we didn't want to go into the Marvel things, what Disney owns, because they own half the world now. But even back then, a lot of these movies are listed. It's Walt Disney's Animation, or it's Walt Disney and Touchwood Pacific Partners, or it's Walt Disney and Caravan Pictures, or it's Hollywood Pictures in Connections. So there was even the crossover back then, which I'm sure somebody is probably like writing a nasty email to me right now that I got something wrong that wasn't technically a Disney movie. But yeah.
Do you remember taking the VHS out of that plastic clamp box
the,
that Disney
white
did?
Clamp ones that no one else did?
Yep. And then putting it in there, and you've watched the movie so many times that the tracking on it kind of is wonky. So when it's playing the Disney like logo and doing the castle, yeah, it's all distorted and sounds like somebody's playing it on a theremin. That goes back to our podcast from last week. There's a sound that brings back memories.
The thing that I hated with those, the clamshells were nice because they protected the tapes, and that was important back in the day. But if you had your video shelves, they wouldn't fit in any Disney video. You had to like take up two shelves to put your damn Disney movies. Like, those six movies are taking up four shelves of space now.
Yep. Oh, man.
Oh, the memories. So, yeah. Hit us up on social, at GetGeekish, Facebook, Instagram, all those places. And chime in, what do you think is one of the underrated movies that's got the Disney name attached to it?
There's a lot of them. Again, you know, we talked kind of our favorites and then some of the ones that we think are underrated but that we don't necessarily like. But
if I tore apart one of the movies that you find near and dear, say, Bino, here's why this movie is great and you're stupid.
Again,
let me explain.
Thank you for saying that because, again, Atlantis, I'm not a fan of, but I know tons of people love it. Tell me why.
Mm-hmm.
Get a discussion going.
I like to understand the why.
Right. We come from a world where it's just like, no, you're wrong. This is a good movie. Okay, why? Well, because it is. But why? So let's discussion.
And like I said, we've mentioned before the it's not self-deprecating, but I'm well aware that I like a lot of really crappy movies.
Yep.
But they're darn entertaining.
And if you don't like Treasure Planet, that's fine. I'm not going to make you watch it unless you're my wife. But.
Kind of threw her under the bus there, huh?
She needs to watch it. She's not giving it credit. And that being said, if any of these movies you're like, well, you didn't like them, I'll give them another watch.
Yeah,
you tell me.
If there's anything we need to watch again, then we can give you a full updated review.
Maybe we won't Mystery Science it because that might hurt feelings, but we'll rewatch it.
We'll get some highlights.
There you go.
All right. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.